autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to an increased risk of autism in children. David Mandel is a University of Pennsylvania psychiatry professor and an autism expert. He says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know that fever is associated with poor child outcomes.
Tylenol's manufacturer says science has not shown such a link. The new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, appeared before the Security Council today, which met an emergency session over Russia's recent incursion into Estonian airspace. The main topic of this week's U.N. General Assembly expected to be Gaza, as multiple Western allies announced they'll recognize a Palestinian state. And the Federal Trade Commission taking Amazon to trial, saying it tricked people into signing up for Prime and made it hard to cancel. This is ABC News. The Army released the names of the four soldiers killed last week when their military helicopter crashed near Joint Base Lewis-McChord, about 10 miles south of Tacoma, Washington. Chief Warrant Officers Andrew Cully and Andrew Krause were killed, along with Sergeants Donovan Scott and Jada Lynn Good. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. A Texas woman's facing criminal charges after she claimed to have found her two children dead in a hot car outside of their San Antonio home on Saturday.
Long before the 6-year-old boy and his 3-year-old sister were found in that stifling car, law enforcers and child welfare workers had been called to the home, says Sheriff Javier Salazar.
Possibly the Bexar County Sheriff's Office and possibly call to CPS.
Salazar says the woman's story simply doesn't add up. Tiona Islar is held on charges of injury to a child in the deaths of her own kids. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It's the final hours of summer as autumn officially arrives at 2:19 p.m. Eastern. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A former Green Bay School Board member was charged with two felonies last week for allegedly getting elected to the board while not being a resident of the district. Cao Lee resigned last May after a Green Bay Press Gazette story appeared to provide evidence Lee might not live in the school district then or when he campaigned and won his board seat in spring of 2024. State law requires a school board candidate to be a resident of the school district for at least 28 consecutive days before filing their declaration of candidacy. If you'd like to see Jimmy Kimmel back on the air, now's your chance to have your voice heard. An online petition is circulating criticizing the recent move by ABC to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air after he made remarks in his monologue regarding the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing. The petition cites First Amendment protections, saying the right to openly critique and question one's government is a cornerstone of democracy. It goes on to say that the Trump administration censoring Jimmy Kimmel has grave implications for the future of free speech and democracy. The petition is circulating all around social media and posted online at Care2, the petition site. There's a push for some new laws farmers say could help diversify their income while keeping rural traditions alive. One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income. Under the proposal, farmers could allow people to put up a tent in their pastures. Some even suggest the idea of bringing in a small trailer, allowing people to pick up farm fresh eggs in the morning and enjoy a farm breakfast. Sheila Everhart is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This new law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just 6 events each year and requiring liquor licenses. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime, at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Vellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers losing Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A huge upset. The Packers losing to the Browns, 13-10. The turning point, Jordan Love throwing an interception late in the fourth quarter, allowing the Browns to tie up the game.
No, we're running a triple slant concept, and they're in man coverage. And, you know, I'm trying to work Wicks right there, number two. You know, the safety that was guarding Tucker, you know, fell off that, passed it off, and got in the window right there, and I didn't even see him.
Up next, they face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Wisconsin lost 27-10. Maryland. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell reacts to fans in the stands chanting "Fire Fickell."
They're passionate about what they do and what they want to see, and That's what you love about this place.
The Brewers play the Padres tonight in San Diego. They clinched the divisional title again, but had to place Brandon Woodruff on the 15-day IL with a lat strain.
Played catch on Friday. Felt like it was normal stuff. Yesterday, tried to throw a pen, and something felt a little different.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Green
Bay. On and off showers and thunderstorms still today. Heavy at times with hail and high winds possible. We could see some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures today reach the low 70s and tomorrow slide to the upper 60s. Spotty showers may still linger through Wednesday, then we dry out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
WGBW. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering.
The Sounds of Silence. Let's turn that into the Sounds of Winning with local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. And all you need to do is text in this keyword for the 11 o'clock hour as we go for the green and gold. It's our multi-state text to win contest. And your 11 o'clock hour keyword is cold. C-O-L-D. I'm drinking a cold iced coffee right now. And cold, C-O-L-D, is what you can text in now through that Civic Media app with WGBW to win.
Good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on. Rolling on the river.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
a fate, and I can hardly wait to be with you again. What to say to make you come again? Come back to me again and play your sad guitar.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Happy fall, y'all. I'm Laura McKenna. Seems like fall loses its luster since I feel like pumpkin spicing has been happening since June. I mean, I know it wasn't that early, but it seemed like it. Today, officially the first day of fall, hasn't arrived just yet, though. Officially at 1:19 p.m. So get ready to celebrate. Throw some leaves up in the air or something. Use it as confetti. Today, the autumnal equinox is when the day and the night are almost equal in length. And it seems like, for some reason, it seems like we should be changing the time, the clock change soon. I don't know. In my mind, it just seems like, oh, is that happening this weekend? No, we have a long time. November 2nd is when we change the clocks.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems. And if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Always on Point podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM. Then advertise.
Can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. Heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby. It's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. How about that keyword one more time for this 11 o'clock hour? It's Go for the Green or Gold, our multi-state text-to-win contest, where we have money and gold jewelry on the line. Also, tickets to the Green Bay and Minnesota game coming up in November. Your keyword for 11 o'clock is cold, C-O-L-D. Whew, it's not cold yet. I can't even make that up. Text in cold through that Civic Media app with WGBW. You have until noon.
Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling. my playing cards. Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spiral we got, Judy in the sky with glasses.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. My name is Laura McKenna. Connie Fellman is in the newsroom with all the news crew getting you another local news update ready. And I am getting the word, yep, they're ready to go. Here it is from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There was no Packers home game at Lambeau yesterday, but the stands were still a buzz of activity.
Green Bay honored America's fallen fire heroes with the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau. 24 years ago, hundreds of heroes climbed the World Trade Center and never returned. Over the weekend, people in Green Bay completed the climb. Those brave heroes began on September 11th, 2001. Each year, people are invited to Lambeau to climb 110 stories, the height of the Twin Towers. All proceeds go to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. The fall agricultural tourism season is underway, and farmers are asking lawmakers to consider two tourism-related measures next month. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to three paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhart is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just six events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
With news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
On and off showers and thunderstorms still today. Heavy at times with hail and high winds possible. We could see some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures today reach the low 70s and tomorrow slide to the upper 60s. Spotty showers may still linger through Wednesday, then we dry out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
We'll be right back.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. And oh, what a night it will be on October 3rd. A tribute to the Everly Brothers. All those details
too
coming up.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing. Way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying. On top, you be right down there looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry. One heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no, man, don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. If you have that Civic Media app ready to go, let's get you that keyword again here in just a few minutes for our Go for the Green or Gold multi-state text to win contest. This keyword is live until noon. So if you don't have the Civic Media app, download it real quick. It takes seconds. It's free. I'll give you that keyword again coming up before noon. That's the cutoff, noon. You only have until then to text it, and it is on the way again. Also coming up on Friday, October 3rd, a tribute to the Everly Brothers going to be happening at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available. Get them at ashwaubenonpac.org. And make sure to say hi to WGBW when you're there. It's going to be an awesome show.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
WGBW.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Go for the green and gold. Our multi-state text to win contest keyword hour is coming to a close at noon. So make sure to text this 11 o'clock keyword cold, C-O-L-D. Text it right now through that Civic Media app to do some winning with WGBW.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. You'd like to have dinner with me. Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
Local news and timeless hits. Putting music you like back in your car. And it's free.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Yeah. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean.
The radio won't play it unless I lay it between the
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. vowed he would find the root cause to autism by September, the Trump administration today expected to release its findings in limited studies suggesting a possible link between the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy and autism. Researchers and medical experts are disputing a possible link. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says the science is murky at best.
No known medical studies have proven that the use of Tylenol, known as acetaminophen, among pregnant women is a cause for autism. Some limited evidence suggests that it's associated with higher rates of neurological issues, but studies have been mixed.
In Florida, Ryan Ruth, who's representing himself in the attempted assassination trial against Donald Trump last year, rested his case today. Prosecutors wrapped up on Friday, closing arguments now expected. Volatile storms on tap for parts of the Southwest after damaging storms outside of Dallas, Texas overnight. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is ABC News. Huge hail, high winds, and